जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन रंजन, यशोदनन्दन व्रज जन, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, यमुना तीरावनचारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी, जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी। जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अश्वत्थ सहस्री जीवन गृहस्य भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की। जयं विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अश्वत्थ सहस्री जीवन गृहस्य भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर शिल प्रभुपाद की। ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड, ऑल ग्लोरी टू श्री गुरु गौरंग, ऑल ग्लोरी टू शिल प्रभुपाद की। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 5 एंटिटल प्रह्लाद द सेंटली सन ऑफ हिरण्यकशिपु। टेक्स्ट नंबर 52। धर्मार्थं च कामं च, धर्मार्थं च कामं च, नितरां चानुपूर्वशः, नितरां चानुपूर्वशः, प्रह्राधायो चतुराजन्, प्रह्राधायो चतुराजन्, प्रश्रिता वनथाय च, प्रश्रिथावनताय च, धर्मम् अर्धं च कामं च, नितरां चानुपूर्वशः, प्रह्राधायो चतुराजन्, प्रश्रिथावनताय च, dharmam ardham cha kamam cha nitaram chanu purvashah prahradhayo shatarajan prahradhayo chuturajan prashritava nayat nathaya cha prashritava nathaya cha dharmam ardham cha kamam cha Prahradha chayotu rajam Shita vanataya cha Dharmam ardham cha kamam cha Nitaram chanu purva cha Prahradha chayotu rajam Shita vanataya cha Dharmam cha ardham cha kamam cha Naitaram cha anupurvashah Naitayutu rajam Yacha Dharmam ardham cha kamam cha Nitaram cha anupurvashah Prashrithava nayataya cha Vaishnava Dharmam ardham cha kamam cha Nitaram chanu purvashah Prahradhaya chotu rajan Prashrithavanathaya cha Vaishnavis Dharmam ardham cha kamam cha Nitaram chanu purvashah Radhaya to Rajan Prashrita Vatantaya cha Dharma Mardham cha Kamam cha Ram Chan Kurva cha Radhaya Rajan Prashrita Vanataya cha Dharmam Mundane occupational duty. Artham, economic development. Cha, earned. Kamam, sense gratification. Cha, earned. Nitaram, always. Cha, earned. Anupurvashah, according to order. Are from the beginning to the end. Prahradhaya unto Prahlada Maharaja. Uchatuhu, they spoke. Rajan, O king. Prashrita, who was humble. Avanataya and submissive. Cha also. Translation and purport by His Divine Guest Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Therefore, Shanda and Amarka systematically and unceasingly taught Prahlada Maharaja, who was very submissive and humble about mundane religion, economic development, and sense gratification. Purport. There are four processes for human society. Dharma, Artha, Kama, and Moksha. And they culminate in liberation. Human society must follow a process of religion to advance. and on the basis of religion, one should try to develop his economic condition so that he can fulfill his needs for sense gratification according to the religious rules and regulations. Then liberation from material bondage will be easier to attain. That is the Vedic process. When one is above the stage of Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha, one becomes a devotee. He is then on the platform from which he is guaranteed not to fall again to material existence. Yad gatva na nivartante. As advised in Bhagavad Gita, if one transcends these four processes and is actually liberated, one engages in devotional service, then he is guaranteed not to fall to material existence again. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Ajnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kathamayam Tadadishwa Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chay, sorry. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatha Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padhan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dhinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rushabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpaturu Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
Yes, Shanda and Amarka again started their teachings as a professors of atheism. The university. So Hiranyakashipu again instructed Shanda and Amarka. So now take this boy, Prahlad, and again teach him what is real education. Now we see here they started teaching systematically and unceasingly. So what they are teaching? Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So if you see, although they are teaching in a demoniac school, and Shanda Amarka, they are not teaching anything higher. But when we compare with the current education system, it's far superior. It's far superior. So what to speak of Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha? Of course, they are not teaching any devotional service in the university, but they are not even teaching the basic Dharma and the basic way of earning the livelihood, Artha, and the basic way of, you know, fulfilling the needs of the senses, and we can't even talk about moksha because nobody knows about moksha and nobody knows what's next after this life. So they are actually, compared to the current curriculum, what we learn in the education system is far, far superior compared to the current education system. But and we see nowadays, even back in India, the place where people supposed to be follow the Vedic way of life, but nobody cares about Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. Nobody cares. At most, people care about, even when they follow some sort of religion, they mostly follow for the purpose of Artha, what is in me? How can I fulfill my desires? How to earn livelihood? How to remove the obstacles in my work? And nothing more than that, to fulfill the sense gratification. Nobody talks about what is Dharma, nobody talks about what is Moksha. And that those words not exist in their dictionary. And people also work so hard. They work so hard to fulfill the needs of Artha. And how? It doesn't matter. Somehow. Beg, borrow, steal, earn money to fulfill the needs. Just the university education mostly trains us to earn a job. So if you pass some degree but you are not getting a proper job suitable to your education, your education is useless. So that's the standard we degraded to. And sense gratification, so we actually specially need not to worry. Say, for example, you may want to control senses, but people are paid to distract you, to develop different applications, different advertisements, different ways, with high salaries. They employ it to distract the person's senses. And the more they can distract the senses of an individual, they are considered more successful businesses. That's what we see in the current society. The more they can distract the individual person's consciousness, and they are successful. And nobody cares, even when you go to university or anywhere, nobody cares. Whether it may be individual's well-being or it may be the collective well-being for the extended well-being of the whole society. Nobody cares about the well-being of other persons. Everybody is pretty much concentrated on the individual sense gratification, extended sense gratification. It may be the family, it may be the society, country level and the global level. So that's the main motto. So that's what we see, countries fighting with other countries, persons fighting with the other person, so just to fulfill the needs of Artha and Kama. Just to to fulfill somebody's sense gratification, they fight between the nations for a land, there is nobody goes there and nothing produces and it's a barren land. It's useless, but just to fulfill someone's desire, they fight. And same with the Artha. So-and-so country supplies some raw material, and to take that whole procession, fighting. And extended sense gratification will go into the religion also. They fight for the religious cause, but although it is not any useful, and there is no higher purpose also, just to fulfill the sense gratification of an individual, they motivate others to fight and become terrorists or whatnot. So that's the extended sense gratification. So dharma, artha, kama, moksha, as a Vedic way of life, nobody thinks about. And nowhere, even we go to normal temples in India, nobody talks about that. And you go to any temple, they say, oh, I'm going through this problem. He says, okay, pay me this much. I will do the Navagraha Puja, that Graha Puja, or whatnot, they say. And nobody tells, life, these things will come, but your ultimate goal is not to fulfill just the everyday needs. Your ultimate goal is to attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Nobody talks about that. At most they talk, you do this puja, all your problems will be solved. You come on Saturday, you come on Friday, we'll do this and follow 21 days, 41 days, everybody is happy. After that, do whatever you like. So that's all they can do. The so-called temples also nobody teaches. So that's why it's mercy of Srila Prabhupada that we are saved from this. And he is giving higher knowledge. Here Srila Prabhupada said, when one is above the stage of dharma, artha, kama and moksha, one becomes a devotee. Because bhakti is an activity of a liberated person. Because liberation, say for example, somebody is going through so and so disease. So he is not in his healthy state of life. So when that disease was away, gone away with the process of taking medication, his disease gone, then his healthy life is restored. So from this healthy life, his activities will start as a healthy person. So similarly, the living entity in its true nature, original nature as a spirit soul, is the servant of the Lord. So that's the healthy state. When we come here and mix with the material modes and influence of Maya, which is pulling and covering, so living entity identifies with the different bodies, with different occupations. So then he tend to behave in those activities. But when he engage in the devotional service, so that's why in the Srimad Bhagavatam it says, Mukti hitva anyata rupan swarupena avastita. So the real liberation is to become a devotee. So that's the highest liberation, to become a devotee. So, but as a sadhaka, we also practicing, but are we liberated? But that's why we are sadhaka. So the beauty of the devotional service is, the Navavidha Bhakti is, that itself is the medicine, that itself is the cure, and that itself is the goal to attain Krishna. So the ways and means in bhakti is all the way same. So chanting the holy name is the way to get liberated. Once you're liberated, you will continue the chanting, you'll get the more taste and attain Krishna. So thus, the ways and means in bhakti is same. So, and the moksha which generally referred in a normal context is, because there are different varieties of moksha. Sayujya, Sarokya, Saristi, Samipya, Salokya. Sayujya means merging in the existence of the Lord. So there are two ways people generally want to merge in the existence of the Lord. So one is merging in the existence of the Brahman effulgence, so which are the bodily rays of the rays emanating from the Lord, and the other one is directly merging in the body of the Lord. So compared to the Acharyas, especially in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is explained that the merging in the Brahman effulgence is much better than compared to the merging in the body of the Lord. So that is least one can aspire for. Say for example, Srila Prabhupada gives in one lecture the example that mother can produce a baby. So we all, from a tiny speck, we come out from the mother's body. And similarly, we came from the body of the Lord, part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Why mother produces children? Parents produce children? Because they want to get served by their children and take love and care from them. So to reciprocate, loving exchange. So similarly, we were created for the same purpose, to be engaged in the loving service of the Lord. Say for example, children grown, they said, Mom, Dad, I don't want to serve you. No, you take me back. I came from your womb, you take me back. I don't want to serve you. Of course, mother cannot take back, because limited. But Krishna can take back. But how a normal mother feels, parents feel, that children, they don't want to serve them. But Krishna also feels the same feeling. So that's why Sayujya Mukti is not at all desired by a devotee. And devotees sometimes aspire for other forms of mukti, like Salokya, living in the same planet where Lord is living, and Saristi, same opulence which Lord have, he's sharing, and Sarupya, with the same bodily features of the Lord, and Sarishti, Salokya, Samipya, Sayujya. Devotees sometimes aspire these, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells us in the Sikshashtakam, where in the fourth verse, Nadhanam, Najanam, Nasundarim. So he is rejecting the Dharma, Ardha, Kama, Mokshas, the Nadhanam. I don't want any wealth. Najanam, I don't want any followers. Nasundarim, I don't want any beautiful woman. And Kavitamva, I don't want any results of my pious activities. And what he want? What we want to aspire for? Mama janmane janmaneshware bhavatad bhakti rahaitu kithvai. So I want pure devotion. Bhavatad bhaktir ahaitu ki. So never interrupted and never ceased. So ahaitu ki bhakti we want. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching the highest form of devotional service. He is rejecting all. Nadanam, najanam, nasundarim, kavitamva, jagatishakamaye, mama janmani, janmaneshware, bhavatad bhaktir ahaitu kithvai. So at the beginning stage, we may not be aspiring the highest goal. Or we may be doing devotional service thinking, I don't want anything else. So it's very hard because we are in the body, we have to maintain the body. So that's why Shastra recommends us, okay, you are in the body, you have to earn livelihood, you have to sustain, and you have to maintain your family. That's okay, you do it, but the ultimate goal, don't forget it. And do it in a dharmic way. So what is that dharmic way? Ishopanishad tells us. Ishopanishad, in the first verse itself says, Ishavasham idam sarvam etkincha jagatya jagatam. And tena taktena bhunjita. So you should know what is your quota. So not endeavoring, which is not yours. Not endeavoring means, oh, does that mean I should not do anything and sit at home and just relax whatever comes? If we have completely surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord, is okay. But we are not at that stage. So we work, but we work in such a way not compromising our sadhana, not compromising the quality of sadhana. So that's very, very important. So we don't compromise the quality of sadhana we perform. The 16 rounds, what prescribed by Srila Prabhupada, so we make sure that we do it in a very nice way, not here and there. So one may be doing one job, two job, maybe 16 hour, 8 hour. So whatever it may be, but we have to make sure, am I getting enough time to chant my rounds nicely? Am I able to absorb in chanting? Am I able to get some time to read, a fixed time to read every day the Shastra? Am I able to spread the holy name to others? Because Sri Chaitanya Prabhu was asked by his devotees, Grihastha devotees, because in our community also majority, 99% of the devotees are Grihastha devotees. So the devotees ask in three different instances, Mahaprabhu, we are Grihastha, what is our duty? So what we should do? And Mahaprabhu, in three instances, he replied the same thing. In one instance, he replied further. For the after Ratayatra festival, when the devotees were going, they asked, then Mahaprabhu replied that, Namakirtan Vaishnava Seva Eyachar. So these two things are the main thing. So Namakirtan and Vaishnava Seva. So these two, in my day-to-day life, in spite of my busy schedule, am I able to do the Namakirtan? So my individual japa and participating in the kirtan. And learning the glories of the Lord from Srimad Bhagavatam or different scriptures. Am I able to do that? And Vaishnava Seva. Am I able to perform some devotional, personal service to the devotees, Vaishnava Seva, am I able to do? And Mahaprabhu said these two are the prime duties. And in one instance, when he was in South India, he told Namakirtan, Vaishnava Seva, and he said, Yare Dekho, Thare Kaho, Krishna Upades. Because the devotee, the South Indian Brahmana, he wanted to go with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, leaving everything. And he said, no, no, you don't need to come. Wherever you are, you can perform the devotional service. But if you don't want the influence of material nature not to touch you, you preach. So you lend from me, you preach it. And simultaneously, you do your Namakirtan and Vaishnava Seva and do the Prachar. So these two places he instructed. And here, then Srila Prabhupada mentioned, this is the dharmic way of fulfilling the needs, dharma, artha, kama. And then liberation from material bondage will be easier to attain. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he very nicely explains in when he was explaining the five lords and their purpose, their glories. In the sixth chapter of Adilila, he tells why devotional service is far superior than any form of liberation. And generally other people, they don't know anything about liberation. If at all they know something about liberation, they know only merging in the existence of the Lord. But that is the least a devotee aspire for. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, Krishna Dasa Abhimane E Ananda Sindhu Koti Brahma Shuka Nahe Tara Ekabindu. So the feeling, the translation is, the conception of servitude to Sri Krishna generates such an ocean of joy in the soul that even the joy of oneness with the Absolute, if multiplied 10 million times, could not compare to a drop of what? Serving the Lord. Serving the Lord, devotional service to the Lord, Krishna Dasa Abhimane, E Ananda Sindhu. Sindhu means a ocean. So if you capture your Ananda every day and keep it, if it becomes a big ocean, so the serving the Lord is an ocean. And that is not even compared to a drop, Bindu. A drop, even though multiply, the amount of happiness a Mayavadi gets when he merges in the effulgence of the Lord, and that multiplied millions of times, 10 millions of times, that is not even equal to a drop a devotee derives from serving the Supreme Lord. At the moment we may not feel it, because in an ocean, you see, we are at the surfacial level. So we get attracted at the surface level. Okay, I'll ask you a question. You need not to answer. So just think about that. What attracts us to do our devotion? What attracts us to perform our daily sadhana? Just think about whatever comes first in your thought, just leave it there. Because the motivation to perform our daily sadhana, devotional service, in two categories. So the primary category is my own fulfillment, satisfaction to attain the ultimate, and finally I want to go back to Godhead. So that's the primary satisfaction, means from our end. And the second, the highest one, is about Krishna. So attracted to the qualities of Krishna, attracted to the beauty of Krishna, is such a nice person, is great. So I want to do devotional service for him. So if our attraction to perform devotional service in the primary category, so we have to make a conscious endeavor to shift that primary category to the secondary and the highest category. From our own enjoyment, we have to practice devotional service for the enjoyment and pleasure of Krishna. So then we see a big shift in our consciousness. But initial days, yes, prasadam attracts us, kirtan attracts us, dancing attracts us. Because in kirtan, the main attraction is the instruments and devotees dancing. Yes, that is very important. But as we progressing, without any instruments also you can sing. Because we attract to the holy name of the Lord. And whenever we see, take the darshan of the Lord, she is nicely dressed with so many ornaments. But in Vrindavan we see devotees attracted to the natural beauty of the Lord, to his bodily limbs, his flute, his qualities, his eyebrows, his eye movements, his fragrance, his toenails, his hands, everything. Because every part of the Lord is so attracted. So we have to shift that primary attraction, what is in there for me, to what I can do for Krishna. So that's why all these devotees, they say the serving the Lord is the highest. Somehow or engage in the service. And there he says, you know, Lord Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, they are the Supreme Lord themselves, but they raise their hands and says, me and Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and Nityananda, they say, we are the servants of the Lord. So that's the highest pleasure one will get. And when it comes to the comparison with the dharma or the kama moksha, so there are so many references Srila Prabhupada has given in verse number 41 of Adi Leela chapter 6. There he quotes from different scriptures. He says from Narada Pancharatra, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Dharmartha kama moksha mokshesu necha mama kadachana tvatpada pankajasyado jivitam diyatam mama. The translation is, I do not want any one of the four desirable situations. So that is dharma, artha, kama, moksha. And he want, I simply want to engage as a servant of the lotus feet of the Lord. So this is from the Narada Pancharatra. So devotee is desiring, I don't want anything. I just want to engage in the service of the Lord's lotus feet. And in the King Kulashekara's prayers also, in the Mukundamala Stotra, it is written that, I'll read the translation. My Lord, I do not worship you to be liberated from this material entanglement, nor do I wish to save myself from the hellish condition of material existence, nor do I ever pray for a beautiful wife to enjoy in a nice garden. I wish only that I may always be in full ecstasy with the pleasure of serving your lordship. It's the aspiration of a devotee. King Kulasekara is saying, I don't want all those things. So what he want? I wish only that I may always be in full ecstasy with the pleasure of serving your lordship. So at the moment, we may not get. So in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami gives an analogy that a jaundice patient, because of his diseased condition, he may not taste the sweetness of the sugar cane. But the remedy is to eat that same sugar cane. As he continues eating that sugar cane, his bitterness will go and his disease will be cured and his original taste will be restored and he can enjoy. So similarly, the holy name, it may be 16 rounds may feel like yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam. So you may feel, oh my God, it's taking so long. But the devotees we see, Sanatana Goswami writes, you know, why I have only one mouth? Why not thousands of mouths to chant the holy name? At the moment we may not feel, but what's the process? Chanting. So chanting produces more chanting. And the service, the more we serve, the more we get purified, and the more we can release the service. So we have to do it in that way. That's the remedy. And in another place also, in the Narayana Sotra, in the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that a devotee prays, my dear Lord, I do not wish to become a man of religion, nor a master of economic development or sense gratification, nor do I wish for liberation, although I can have all this from you, because Lord is able to all kinds of benediction. Although I can have all this from you, the supreme benedictor, I do not pray for all this. I simply pray for that I may always be engaged as a servant of your lotus feet. So that's the aspiration. And during the Kartika month, so we also pray in the Damodara Ashtakam. Anybody remembers that? Varam Deva Mokshamcha Mokshavadimva. So, although Lord, you are able to give all kind of benedictions. Is the devotee is asking, give me all kinds of benediction? No, he's saying, Nachanyam Vruneham Varesha Dapiha. And what he want? What devotee wants in the third line, he says, Idam Teva Purna. Idam Teva Purna. Purnata Gopala Balam. So you want to see the beautiful form of the Lord continuously. Sadame Manasya Vitam Kimanyai. So I just want to see your beautiful lotus feet. I do not want anything else. And next he says, no, you have released. You have released, you gave liberation to the Kuvera Atmajo. So Kuvera and Manigriva, you have released them. Kuveratmajo Baddha Murtaiva Yadvat Thvaya Mochitav Bhakti Bhajav Krutavcha. You made them your devotees. So you released them from the existence of the, you know, they were standing as a trees for so many long years by the curse of Narada Muni. But devotee curse also benediction, because he got darshan of the Lord. Dust from the lotus feet of the Lord, when the Lord was crawling. And he says, Tata Prema Bhakti, I want Tata, like that, you give me that devotion. Tata Prema Bhakti, Swakame Prayacha. And devotee is saying, Namokshe, Namokshe Grihomesti Damodareha. I do not want any liberation. So that's the aspiration of the devotee. So it's life after life, I'm okay to serve you. I don't want any liberation. But Srila Prabhupada said, we have to finish and go back. So, but our aspiration should be, I want to engage in the devotional service of the Lord. And any person, it doesn't matter, any person, one who experiences, one who tastes the beauty of the Lord, one who hears the glorification of the Lord, one who hears the qualities of the Lord, unless he is a butcher, unless his heart is stone, anybody can melt. So we have seen many examples in Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita also. So what's the famous example? That a devotee already liberated, attracted to the qualities of the Lord. Who is that? Sukadeva Goswami. Sukadeva Goswami, he was liberated by birth. He was going. But to bring him back, his father sent his disciples with the two verses. The one is glorifying the beauty of the Lord. What is that verse? Barha Pidam Natavarava Puhu Karnayo Karnikaram. You know that verse? Tell. Very nice. See, in that verse, it's so nicely explained. You can see the Lord in that verse. Barahapidam Natavara Vapuhu. So we see the Lord standing in a tribending form, wearing the peacock feather. Barahapidam Natavara Vapuhu. And what he is wearing? Karnayo Karnikaram. In his ears, he is wearing Karnikara flowers. And Bibhradvasa Kanaka Kapisham. And his garments are Kanaka Kapisham. Kanaka means gold. Kapisham. So his garments are like a goldish, yellowish. Like that, every day he goes to the Vrindavan forest. And just by hearing that glorification, Sukadeva Goswami, although he is liberated, he attracted to the glories of the Lord, and he attracted to serve the Lord, and he spoke Srimad Bhagavatam continuously for 7 days and 7 nights to Parikshit Maharaj. And what other person from Chaitanya Charitamrita, anybody guess who else attracted and who was transformed? He was a great teacher, and he used to train sannyasis. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is fully engaged in monism. He is a Mayavadi and he is a great scholar. He used to train sannyasis, Mayavadi sannyasis. So he also wanted to train Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he called. And after that prolonged discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted his heart. He transformed him from Mayavadi to devotee. And after becoming the devotee, one day Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to meet him, and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he made a request. No, I want to offer you one verse. And he spoke from Brahma's prayers, from 10th canto, 14th chapter. So in that, where devotee, it is mentioned that, no, Mukti Pada, Dha. So one devotee's rightful claim after, you know, what is that verse? It says, a devotee who undergoes all the tribulations and patiently waits for the mercy of the Lord, he is a rightful heir to get the mercy of the Lord. So in that verse, last line, he changes from Mukti Pada to Bhakti Pada. And Mahaprabhu points, why did you change this? He says, you know, when I hear the word Mukti, I feel very much agitated. I don't want Mukti. So that's why I changed to Bhakti. Then Mahaprabhu explains to him. So the Mukti Pada is, the Lord is the shelter of all the Muktis. It's not that one devotee is aspiring for Mukti, but the Lord is the shelter of the giver of all the Muktis. So that's what this meant for. You don't change the original text. But still, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, no, no. Devotee doesn't want any liberation. I don't want bhakti only. But somehow he keeps the same verse. So we can see the great Mayavadi philosopher, one who is training the sannyasis, and he got attracted to the devotional service. That's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's the teachings of, we have everything. We have everything. Only thing, we need to know the value and we need to give a conscious effort to train ourselves individually and collectively. So that's what useful. Okay, I'll stop here. If you have any questions, comments, corrections, please feel free. Hare Krishna. One second. Mic is coming.
Thank you for the nice class, Prabhuji. Hi. You mentioned when we say to Krishna, that we don't want to serve you, you just take us back home, back to God, to your abode. And you also give the example of a kid who gets bigger and then says to his parents that I don't want to serve you. But we see the Lord, I wanted to ask that, when we say like this to Lord Krishna, how will he react? Because we see when Chota Krishna said to the Lord that I don't want to serve you, he punished him. But we see on the other side, Jaga and Madai, the Lord forgave them. So how will the Lord react when we say like that to him?
If I understood your question correctly, how would Lord react when we say that I don't want to serve you and take me back? So I explained that in the context of Sayujya Mukti. So when a devotee want to merge in the body or the Brahma Jyoti. So in that context, I gave this analogy that a parent, he doesn't want his children to say, or they don't like the children, I don't want to serve you, you take me back. It's not very palatable that parents don't like anybody. And similarly, Lord will take back, but that does not give any pleasure to the Lord. And you also ask, Chota Haridas, he did not serve the Lord. But Chota Haridas' case is a different one. Chota Haridas talked, he is a singer of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord rejected him because he did a mistake. As a renunciant, he is supposed to not engage in joking and with opposite sex. So when Mahaprabhu sent him to, when he went to Malati Devi, so there he did not behave properly as a renunciant. So later when Mahaprabhu was honoring Prasadam, she asked, who brought rice? Then the devotee says, "Is Chota Haridas." Then he instruct Govinda, his servant, that don't allow Chota Haridas Thakur from tomorrow. Then all the devotees goes there to Mahaprabhu and pleads what he did. And then Mahaprabhu says, no, he is Vairagi, but he is engaging in sense gratification. He is attracted to the opposite sex, that's why I rejected him. And Nityananda Prabhu goes, all the devotees goes and beg forgiveness on behalf of Chota Haridas Thakur. But Mahaprabhu says, strictly. Then Chota Haridas Thakur finally committed suicide, and Mahaprabhu said, it's good for him. That's in a different context, because he did not, it's not that he did not want to serve, but he was rejected by Mahaprabhu for his inappropriate behavior as a renunciant. And Jagai Madai case, Jagai Madai, that's the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu want Jagai and Madai to become a devotee. When Nityananda Prabhu want, a devotee want, Lord is obliged to make that person devotee. So that's why Nityananda Prabhu is glorified, Marke Premade. So although he was beaten by Jagai and Madai, that's the mercy of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So that's why we are all here. Otherwise we don't have any qualification to take up devotional service. It's the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and the mercy of devotees who are carrying that mercy and mood of Nityananda Prabhu. So that's why we see, so devotees who go for Harinam book distribution, Prasadam distribution, nobody want to take the book. And you ask them, I have this book. And they say, no man, I don't have time. I don't want anything. I don't want this book. Even Prasadam they don't want. Harinam party when it is going, they close the ears. But still devotees go, taking all the trouble and doing all the gimmicks. Why? Because they are carrying the same mood and mercy of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu to give them. So, Lord will give opportunity for everybody. But we have to grasp that opportunity, and Lord is Atmarama. Whether we serve or don't serve, Lord is Atmaram. He is always eternally in His Sachidananda, is always Ananda. But in the later chapters of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 9th chapter of 7th canto, in the prayers of Prahlad Maharaj, we hear that, but a devotee when he serves the Lord, it's like, you decorate your face, you go in front of the mirror. Is the reflection also decorated? Correct? We are reflection of the Lord. Correct? So when we serve the Lord, like a person whose face is decorated, reflection also looks beautiful in the mirror. Similarly, when we serve the Lord, as we are the reflection of the Lord, we also get that pleasure. It's not that Lord only getting the pleasure. In the material world, when you serve somebody, only the person who is getting that service, he is benefited. But on the spiritual platform, the devotee and the Lord both are getting the pleasure. In fact, devotee gets more pleasure than the Lord himself. That's why Lord himself has to come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience that pleasure. So that's why devotional service is very, very pleasurable. Susukam karutum avyayam. But when we centered around our pleasure, we don't experience that. To open that key, we have to perform that service for the pleasure of their lordships, pleasure of Guru.
Prabhupada, I had one more question. Prabhupada, you said the devotees shouldn't ask for liberation. But sometimes we see when we're sick, when unable to perform bhakti and when unable to perform devotional service. So then when we get liberation, it will become easier for us to serve the Lord and perform bhakti because we won't get sick. So then why shouldn't we ask for liberation?
Very good. So the liberation, in general context, what is that is those liberations, that Sayujya, Saristi, Samipya, Salokya, those liberations. But when somebody is in difficulty, like getting a disease or some other issues, it's okay to ask the Lord, But we are not attached to what we are asking. Lord, I am going through so and so difficulty. If you desire so, you put me out of that difficulty, and if it is helpful for my progress in devotional service, it's okay. So we are not attached, or we are not demanding the Lord what we want, but that is on a higher level. But in the initial level, that's okay. Akama sarvakama va moksha kama udharati. So either we have desires for anything, moksha kama also, liberation, we should approach the Lord. But Lord is shuddham apapaviddham. So when we approach the Lord, He will purify us in such a way, and He will give a benediction in such a way that by getting that, all other benedictions will feel so inferior. Who is the best example? A devotee, Dhruva Maharaj. He went for getting higher planet, a great kingdom bigger than his father's and great-grandfather's. Then what he asked, after he got darshan of the Lord, Lord offered him, you know, I'll give you. But he said, you know, I asked for a broken pieces of the glass, but I got a diamond, I don't want. So Lord will give. The in the Bhagavad Gita, sorry, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, a devotee who rendering devotional service, simultaneously he is aspiring for material benedictions, and Lord will give, treat him in such a way, he will give his swapada, he will give his own lotus feet. By tasting that, he forgets everything else. Like when you were kid, you put your thumb, but to make your habit go away, what mothers give? She gives a honey thumb. So this normal thumb doesn't have any taste. So material enjoyment doesn't have any taste. So Krishna gives his own, he gives realization from within the heart. From within the heart, so that's what Paramatma's work, he will give realization. As you are rendering devotional service, Krishna will give reciprocation, realizations. So this one will go away, and the taste, real taste, will come.
Thank you, Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Any other question, comment, corrections? Otherwise, we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Antakoti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Jai.